Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, Paul Allen. Let's put a focus on fantasy, specifically with defenses. Vikings and Cincinnati Bengals doing battle. Two of the better defenses in the NFL.
No doubt about it. The Vikings, number 5 in scoring defense last year. A lot of people expect them to be within that group once again in 2016. The Bengals right around that level as well. But in fantasy, you want scorers. You want defenses that score, and a lot of leagues have special teams that score. So you also have to look at returners, punt returners and kickoff returners. And from that standpoint, the Vikings aren't bad either, with Marcus Sherrills and Cordero Patterson, both of whom had return touchdowns last year.
Down the sideline, could Tanikowski get to him? No! It's going to be a touchdown Vikings on the Patterson return.
The Cincinnati Bengals once again offer one of the better defenses in the NFL. Andy Dalton at quarterback, A.J. Green at wide receiver. Pretty good way to start the preseason.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This will be a fun game to watch, a good test. But I look in the trenches for the Vikings and the Bengals. I mean, the Vikings offensive line goes from Mankato, where they've had to deal with Everson Griffin and Tom Johnson and Linval Joseph and Danielle Hunter. Doesn't get any easier going against the Bengals. Michael Johnson, Domata Peko, Geno Atkins. That's a good crew too. So I think the offensive line will really be tested.
30 seconds. Give us one winning formula to a successful preseason for the Minnesota Vikings.
I look at the offense, no procedural penalties, 12 men in the huddle, false starts, illegal formations, anything like that. The one thing that we've been saying about Teddy and the improvement he's shown mostly has been with his command of the offense and the way he runs things at the line of scrimmage. And I think if you can get through the preseason with no procedural penalties, anything of that nature, that'll be the proof in the pudding that Teddy Bridgewater has taken that next step in terms of command of the offense.
Good job.
Thanks, Paul.
Wobby, Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen for the Vikings Entertainment Network. That's Mankato 2016. Thanks for watching Vikings Game Plan. We close with some sights and sounds from the Saturday night practice.
We're down here in Mankato for the 51st Minnesota Vikings training camp. We're at the annual night practice where there's football, there's family, and there's fireworks. It's always a great atmosphere. Let's check it out. A lot of fans here tonight. Is this always kind of a fun practice for you guys?
It's a lot of fun for us. It's a nice little atmosphere. It's kind of like a pre-preseason. You get out here and fans are cheering the whole time, and they make it kind of feel like a game. And then afterwards, you get to see everybody's kids and, you know, family members running around having fun. So it is truly a great family night.
You've kicked well tonight in front of a large crowd. Does that kind of get you amped up for the season?
Oh, yeah. Anytime you go out here and put a nice performance together, you know, it helps. And I thought everybody practiced pretty well, too.
It was good. It was a good competitive practice. Our offense made a lot of plays on us tonight. Defensively, we did some things well as well. But it's always great to come out here and see the fans show up the way they do. I mean, it's like game night here.
Laquan, this is your first night practice under the bright lights. All the fans here, how was it?
It was great. It was great. It was a great environment. It was great to be out here competing with my teammates. It kind of felt like a game in a sense without the full contact, but it was pretty fun.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight. This team is excited to give the U.S. Bank Stadium and defend the NFC North crown.
Training camp's coming to an end. You guys are headed to Cincinnati soon. Are you ready for the season to start?
I am, man. I mean, preseason always seems to go by so slow. You can't wait till the games start kicking in for real. We get an opportunity to go out to Cincinnati next week, practice against another team for a couple of days, so that always helps a little bit. And then we get to start kicking things off.